the ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned.
فبعزتك يا سيدي ومولاي أقسم صادقا لئن تركتني ناطقا لأضجن إليك بين أهلها ضجيج الآملين ولأصرخن إليك صراخ المستصرخين ولأبكين عليك بكاء
Brothers and sisters, we were discussing this part of the Kumail supplication. فَبِعِزَّتِكَ يَا سَيِّدِي وَمَوْلَايِ أُقْسِمُ صَادِقًا لَإِنْ تَرَكْتَنِي نَاطِقًا لَأَضِجَّنَّ إِلَيْكَ بَيْنَ أَهْلِهَا ضَجِيجَ الْآمِرِينَ وَلَأَصْرُخَنَّ إِلَيْكَ صُرَاخَ الْمُسْتَسْرِخِينَ وَلَأَبْكِيَنَّ عَلَيْكَ بُكَاءَ الْفَاقِدِينَ وَلَأُنَادِيَنَّكَ أَيْنَ كُنْتَ يَا وَلِيَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. So, by your might, my master and my protector, I swear sincerely that if you leave me with speech on that day, I will lament before you from the midst of the fire's inhabitants with the lamentation of the hopeful. I will cry to you with the cry of those crying for help, and I will weep before you with the weeping of the bereft. And I will call upon you, where are you, O the sponsor of the believers? Ya ghayata amali al-arifin, O the goal of the hopes of your knowers. Dear listeners, you may remember that while we were continuing our discussions about different parts of this Kumail supplication, we also mentioned different set of requisites and etiquettes related to prayer in the light of this Kumail supplication, and of course with the help of the Islamic narrations. Now in this part, Imam Ali alayhi salam calls Allah with his beautiful name of Ya ghayata amali al-arifin, O the goal of the hopes of your knowers. I assume we have sufficiently emphasized the importance of hope in our everyday lives, but now Imam Ali alayhi salam calls him غَايَةَ أَمَالِ الْعَارِفِينَ. You are the goal of the hopes of not everyone, but your knowers. Now, one of the most significant requisites of a prayer is the knowledge of Allah. I mean, if the servant who is calling out to his Lord wants his prayer to be accepted, to be responded to, he must believe in his absolute power and strength. I mean, he must believe that the one whom he's calling to has the strength and power to actualize what the servant is asking from him, which is the true knowledge and recognition of the Lord. We'll elaborate on that more after a short break.
Oh my Lord, I swear by your honor that if you will grant me speech in hell, I shall amongst its inmates cry out bewailingly unto you, like the cry of those who have faith in your kindness and compassion. And I shall mourn for you the lamentation of those who are bereaved, and I shall keep on calling unto you. Where are you, O friend of the believer?
Thank you, Allah, that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever.
The ocean of dua.
About the importance of recognition of the Almighty Allah, dear listeners, there is a tradition that emphasizes on the importance of role of the supplicant's awareness of that. Tabrasi relates a narration from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam in Majma'ul Bayan about one verse of the Holy Quran. The verse says, "So let them respond to me and let them have faith in me." Imam alayhi salam says that "let them have faith in me" means that they should be convinced that I am capable to give them what they have asked for, so that they may fare rightly. It is reported that when Imam Sadiq alayhi salam recited this verse, "Is he not the one who answers the call of the distressed when he invokes him?" أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَهُ وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءُ. Imam alayhi salam was asked, why is it that we invoke but we are not answered? And Imam alayhi salam replied, because you invoke one whom you do not recognize. You pray for what you do not know. Let me explain that more by having a look at another tradition. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, the Holy Prophet sallallahu has said, Allah the Almighty, the Majestic says, whoever asks me, knowing that I am the only one who harms and benefits, then I will surely answer him. This means that most of the time, we as the supplicants are not aware of some of these prerequisites of supplication, and we engage in supplicating to our Lord, and we are sometimes worried that we might not be responded to, our supplication might not be accepted. But having a look at these beautiful words of the infallibles, we now are aware of some of these conditions. When Imam Ali alayhi salam says, Ya ghayata amalil arifin, you are the goal of the hopes of the knowers, we understand that we must have goal in our lives, we must stay hopeful, and we must be cognizant of the one we are returning to, of the one we are calling him right now. And this is one important thing that most of the time we as the believers miss in our lives. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
To you.